In Washington, political types are looking forward to Congress coming into session later this month. But today, a day when many of us are mulling over predictions about the future, commentator and political journalist Byron York wants to look a little farther into the future of politics, 5 years to 2008.
Imagine a presidential race in which nobody cared about what the candidates did or didn't do in Vietnam. It could happen, finally, in 2008. Few have noticed it, but the first members of Generation X, who were born beginning in 1965, will be 43 years old in 2008. That's the same age John F. Kennedy was when he was elected president. And like Kennedy so long ago, the leaders of Gen X might well be ready for their new generation to take power. 10 years ago, when Bill Clinton became the first baby boomer to be elected president, people thought that generation would occupy the White House for many, many years. But it could turn out that Clinton was our first and last boomer president. Yes, George W. Bush was born the same year as Clinton, and yes, Mr. Bush, early in his term, displayed some classic boomer characteristics. For example, he often seemed more like a son than a father. But September 11th changed Mr. Bush, and with the war on terror, he seemed to grow into a president like those from the World War II generation. If he goes down in history as a great president, it will be to the extent that his leadership seemed to come from an earlier era. Some of his fellow baby boomers have a hard time escaping their own experiences. When they look at national security questions, they can't help referring to memories of Vietnam. Look at those who feared that war in Afghanistan would be a quagmire. Generation X doesn't have that problem. They can confront issues of war and peace without the old references, and that will shape the way they wield power. They'll realize, more than boomers, that at least the next few campaigns will be about national security. Just look at one of the most promising Xer politicians, Democratic Representative Harold Ford, Jr. He was born in 1970. When Ford ran for his party's House leadership, he tried to tell his colleagues that his generation understood the need for security better than the old guard. The Democrats chose someone else, but you'll hear more from Ford and his fellow Xers in the future. They could form a new generation of leaders who are more hawkish on security while moderate on social issues, and they'll redefine some of the differences between the political parties. Of course, there'll be other issues that appeal to Xers. They have faith in the power of high tech to make lives better, even if it has, at least temporarily, made their stock portfolios smaller. They like livable communities where you don't have to get in your car to buy a gallon of milk. And as they age, they too will become more concerned about issues like health care. But Generation X will answer national security questions in a way that some boomers just can't. And 2008 just might be their year.
Byron York is White House correspondent for the National Review.